today.
Against the adulterers.
I didn't put that in there.
And against false swearers.
It makes folks mad when you start to clarify some of this stuff and break it down and tell the meaning of, but I didn't write it. I didn't put it in there, but God is still against the sorcerers. Yeah. I don't care if Big Mama was a root worker, a lucky charm toter, a dried rabbit foot carrier. It doesn't matter. Praise God, because God is still against the sorcerers and the adulterers of the land.
Uh-huh.
Read what it say.
And against false swearers.
False allow on you in the New York's minute.
That's right.
Read what it say.
And against those that oppress the hireling his wages. The widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right.
Read.
And fear not me, saith the Lord
and
of hosts.
And fear not me, saith the Lord. You got some bold devils now. Right. Praise the Lord, somebody.
Yeah.
Got moss back devils that have come up out the pits of hell, and they don't fear man. They don't fear God, and they don't respect man. They have respect for nobody.
Right.
Praise God. That's the hour that we're in.
Right.
Little bitty folks want to stand up and challenge authority. I remember Brother Gill's testimony. We're going to get down to the word. But I remember his testimony talking about as a young man off the streets of Chicago. Young man challenging the police officers there in Chicago trying to fight the police. Oh, that's where we are now. But let's read the word. Let's move on to this sixth verse.
For I am the Lord.
For I am the Lord.
I change not.
I change not.
Therefore, ye sons of Jacob.
That's the only reason why you're still here.
Are not consumed.
He said, for I am the Lord, and I change not.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. But in this fourth verse, if we're going to go back and look at this, where it says, Jerusalem shall be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old and in the former years.
Uh-huh.
And one more verse of scripture, and we're going to tie this in. Go to Hebrews 13 and 8.
All right.
You just want to read that one verse of scripture?
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, and today, and forever.
And if you're not too sleepy, can't you say amen?
Amen.
I say, if you're not too sleepy, can't you say amen?
Amen.
And I want to talk from these words from that fourth chapter, fourth verse in the book of Malachi, tying in with the sixth verse, and also Hebrews 13 and 8. Will you look at your neighbor, please, praise God, if you don't mind, and make this statement of confession to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Same God right now.
Same God back then. Come on, make the statement of confession to your neighbor this morning. Say, neighbor. Oh, come on now. Ty Tribbett must have read this in the Word of God. Can I get a witness? He must have went to the Word of God and saw these scriptures, praise God, and come to a conclusion. I want you to tell your neighbor this one more time. Look them in that real good eye. The best one they got. And tell them one more time, a statement of confession. Tell them, say,
neighbor.
Same God right now.
Same God
back then.
God.
Because what you got to understand about God is that God does not change. Can I get a witness from the congregation this morning? I only need about three spiritual-minded folks to say amen. And I don't know about you, praise God, but I have gone through some things, and I've gone through some stuff in my life, and I came to a conclusion to understand conclusively that the God I serve is an unchanging God. Can I get a witness this morning? That's the reason why we must have confidence in the God that we serve. If I can say this briefly, when you go back through the Word of God, and you read about the gods, the false gods of the Old Testament, you never read where Dagon, the god of the Philistines, ever worked a miracle. Can I get a witness? You never read about Baal, the god that Jezebel served. He never worked a miracle. Can I get a witness? You never read in your Bible that Molech or Ashtoreth or any of the false gods that was written in the Old Testament. You never find where they worked any miracles. But when we read about the God of Abraham, and read about the God of Jacob, and read about the God of Esau, and read about the God of Noah, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Zephaniah, Malachi, when you read about their gods, you find that they were serving an unchanging God.